It's all right, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
This is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. I didn't do that very smoothly at all, did I? Well, who cares? Anyway, there's just so much to cover, and I want to do a number of times last week. I want to do two or three or four or five of these in a row, and I thought, and I could schedule, and I didn't do them. And actually, right now, folks are waiting for me at a place because I'm doing something here, and I'm supposed to be there right now. But I thought, let me get this out because I know tomorrow, Saturday, it's April the 8th, 2022. April 8th. I thought March because it's third month, you know. Anyway, just something that's really frustrating me that's going on. And I just thought I'd do just a few minutes about this. And it's that the anointed media is making me nuts. They continue to post stories about, people were killed. Children were killed. Buildings were destroyed. Oh, my gosh. This is all about the Ukraine, of course. They seem to be floored and shocked that there's, you know, how dare Russia go in there, go into Ukraine and disrupt people's lives? Who do they think they are? They act like this is a tea party, and Russia's coming in to kick the tables all over, and that's all it is. And then they're just going to leave, and you can arrest them if you want, and we can say wag our finger at them. No, guys, this is war. This is war. When there is war, there's only an effort to conquer with brute force. That's the intent. The idea is to conquer, get over, take over everything. If the people resist, the other side comes in to battle, then there will be fighting and there will likely be deaths because there'll be bullets flying and bombs going off. That's what a war is. The anointed media is acting like this is not a war, that, oh, we should put up war crimes. Oh, this is terrible. Ooh, they're all little handkerchiefs and they're cracking their, you know, their way, they're squishing their hands together in fear and turmoil and sweating. And, oh, this is terrible. It's a war, guys. It's a war. I know the media, anointed media doesn't want to recognize actual violence, well, except in the video games, then you can, you know, burst people's heads in a red mist every couple seconds. But when it comes to this, oh, peace, love, you know, doves flying around. No, this is war, guys. And there's a lot of wars going on around the world right now, but this is big stuff right here. Because it's Russia doing it, it's not anybody. And we got China looking over the shoulder of all this. So this is a big deal. That the anointed media will not actually actually say there is a war going on, that this is something, this is human rights violations and all this other ridiculousness, is terrible. It's just awful, and it really makes me crazy. And I wish this kind of effort by the anointed media to rename things. And what's worse is I'm learning with a conversation with my own sister this past Sunday that she buys into it. Because she was talking to her. I talked to her. I said to her, this conversation was about her daughter's going to college. And she starts saying, well, I'm worried about the world. Worried about the world. You know, he's crazy. He has no control. His generals are all saying he doesn't know what he's doing. And he's making mistakes. And he's doing this. This is awful. We don't know what to, she just starts saying it, didn't say what she was talking about. So my spot response, as would be just by every American, I think, would be, you mean Biden? And then she said, oh, no, Putin, you know, there's war going. She didn't say the word. I don't think she ever once said the word war. She did talk about the atrocities of what's going on there and people getting killed. And, oh, I mean, she is mimicking the anointed media because she doesn't know any better. This is a lady who graduated from a very high-level college with honors and has a master's degree from William & Mary. She should be smarter than this. But, you know, it's hearing this from people like her that have me saying to her, should your children even go to college? I mean, look at you. You should be more objective and look at all sides and understand. But you're just echoing things you're hearing. You're not actually thinking it out. You hear this in the media, you hear this in amongst those the talking heads, and it's very disturbing. And will we come to grips with what's really going on in the world around us? As is pointed out, Glenn Beck's new book, The Great Reset. I'm not entirely 100% with we kind of all touch into the whole Rothschild building of Lindenberg stuff, there's things trying to manipulate. Are powerful entities altering our lives? Absolutely, positively. That's definitely happening. And whether it is pre-planned or it is happenstance, it's happening. And should we be cognizant of it? Absolutely. We should be aware that there are obviously alterations to our lives as what used to be made, anything we'd get in the grocery store was made across the street is now made somewhere. I picked up some root beer barrels because I love them. I almost never see them. I saw them. I real quickly nabbed them. I should look closer. Root beer barrels that have their basis in Pennsylvania and claim to be mostly made in Pennsylvania also says they're also made in China. So is that half the root beer barrel versus a quarter? How much of that root beer barrel is made in China? Or some of them, the bag, is some of them made in China? Or the other? I don't know. It doesn't state. Is the bag made in China? I don't know. But I picked up root beer barrels somehow made in China, or Pennsylvania. This isn't good. We need to really make sure we're being careful. I should have been careful. I messed up. I should look closer. Where are these being made? I wouldn't have thought China. All right, I've only seen the first part of it where it does, because you got to read down to find the China part. It's not right there. As I did with the virus shots, I went and looked up the information about it and got into. I guess that was more of a big deal than root beer barrels. But anyway, I should be watching my root beer barrels too. Be that as it may, I think we need to be concerned about what we hear the media saying to us and that how we understand. And that I said to my sister, "This is a war, and Putin. It doesn't matter what his generals say." Putin is like what the generals say. The generals disappear. They suddenly aren't there anymore. That's Putin. This is the rush. This is in the U.S. where the media can whine and cry and have Twitter battles. That doesn't matter. Not in Russia. But she doesn't understand Russia. She doesn't understand the Russian government. She doesn't understand why. I don't know. She's got apparently the mental capabilities to get through two colleges at high, high, high levels. But now she can't do it or doesn't want to do it and just wants to believe what the anointed media tells her. Apparently that's the case. I know she's a frequent NPR indulger, and there's a big problem where there are no things considered programs. But I think we all, her too, of course, but all of us need to be looking at all issues as objectively as we can, and certainly involving something like wars. We need to understand there are two sides. We can pick whatever side you want. I don't know if there's a good guy in either of these sides, but be the, Putin should, I think it's not a nice thing that Putin ran into Ukraine, but Ukraine's got its own issues too. So I don't necessarily support what Ukraine's been doing. I'm in America. I got problems. People are dying around me here. I mean, there's news stories. Those news stories are getting around. I was just Sheriff Grady Judd out of Polk County today was reporting on a number of a whole car that got shot up. Four died, and one of the suspects is badly shot, but the other two are all three have been arrested. But that we're not hearing about that those wars, and that was a gang war, by the way, in Polk County, in a rather, I know exactly where it is. It's in a relatively, would be considered a relatively rural area of Polk County. But, we don't talk enough about the bad guys around us. We go and deflect over to Russia and then say it's not a war. We're playing games here, guys, and we need to be paying attention more to what's going on. How do we do that? Well, don't listen to the anointed media. I think that's a big step. I don't watch any of it, including Fox News. People think, oh, you're a Republican, so you're a Fox News person. I don't know. I haven't seen Fox News. I have access to it if I want to, free. I know a way to do that. But even free, I'm not watching it. I have nothing to do with it. I do listen to radio programs, yes, but I listen very carefully. I highly suggest Thayer Nexington on WAAM out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, 3 to 6, Monday through Thursday. Friday, he does more of a music show. But Monday through Thursday, absolutely worth the time. Tune in, great program. And of course, there's a number of others. I'm not a fan of Sean Handy, kind of, definitely not Dan Bongino. You kind of go over the same thing over and over and over and over. I get it, stop it. I'm not much for New York accents either. But otherwise, I read a lot. I read a lot, like reading different angles, different ideas, and I've been doing this for decades. So it helps that I have a lot of previous experience in all this stuff. So where things logically come together, I guess to my sister, this is all news. I guess. We're not that far. We're both in our 50s, so you'd think, you know, she'd been around the block enough. I guess not. But please do go around the block enough. Please do look. Please do learn. The more you can learn now helps you better understand tomorrow and especially 10 to 20 years from now. And if you're young, please read everything you can and watch the clock, kids. You know, when you hit your 20s, we got some kids in a golf cart going around and around and around here. I bet they don't even know what's going on in Ukraine, much less what's going on across the street. They get on a golf cart and they ride around around and around. I want to grab them and give them something to do. I mean, I'm constantly working. I'm constantly active, looking for results. And here I see kids going around and they don't understand. I guess they're in their 20s. Soon they'll be in their 30s and they won't be as productive. 40s, that productivity continues to drop. Your time is now. Do all you can as best you can. Try to be as productive as you can, get results. And that includes knowing what's going on in the world, understanding, knowing that you're being manipulated by entities. Now that the anointed media is certainly very much controlled internationally, not just locally or even around, across the street. And be aware, be cognizant. Thank you very much. I will see you all, talk to you all next time down the road. This is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right. I say it's okay. Listen to what I say. It's all right. You ain't fine. Doesn't really matter if the sun goes